As we've heard, the presidential election is 1 year away, and the hype is as big as ever. But you know what's an even bigger deal? Puzzle, because it's happening now. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will, good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
You were on the road recently. How was Bloomington, Indiana?
Yeah, I gave a talk, a PowerPoint presentation on the puzzles of Sam Lloyd, the great American puzzle maker.
PowerPoint presentation on puzzles. It's very alliterative.
Thank you. And I met a lot of NPR listeners there, too.
Very cool. Okay, remind us of last week's puzzle.
Yes, it was one of the lost puzzles of Sam Lloyd, which I collect. And the object is to arrange three nines to make 20. And I said there was no trick involved, just arrange three nines using any standard arithmetic symbols and signs to total 20. How can it be done? And the answer is 9 plus 9 divided by 0.9, and that equals 20.
This was kind of a tough one. We saw all kinds of answers with square roots, factorials, natural logs, all kinds of fancy math.
Well, we got something, an answer that just blew me away. It's so clever. It started with the square root of 9 with two factorials. I've never seen that in an equation before. Two consecutive exclamation points.
Have Amazing.
You?
No, I'm pretty sure that I haven't. So, great effort to everyone who came up with an answer of any kind, really. We received over 600 submissions this week. Our winner, selected at random, is John Turris of Nashville, Tennessee. He's on the line now. Hey, John, congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you in a specific state of mind? Where were you when you solved the puzzle?
As so often happens on Sunday morning, I happen to be at a church service on Wednesday night.
Divine intervention, perhaps. Who knows? And how's Nashville, John?
It's great. I moved here about 8 years ago, and I'm loving it.
What do you do there?
I'm a physician. I describe myself as semi-retired.
And clearly you still have enough time to puzzle every now and then?
Definitely.
Great. You ready to do it now?
I'll try.
Okay. Let's give it a go, Will.
All right, John and Rachel. Today's puzzle is called Bus Fare. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which the first word starts with B-U and the second word starts with S. For example, if I said a one-time General Motors car named for a bird, you would say Buick Skylark.
All right. You set, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Number one, nickname for Ohio.
Buckeye State.
That's right. Number two, an insect repellent. Comes in a can.
Yeah, bug spray. Yeah.
Bug spray is it. Crayola color that's reddish-brown.
Burnt sienna.
Uh-huh. Place to buy fresh meat.
Butcher shop.
That's it. One of two passenger positions in the front of a sports car.
Wow. I need some help. I don't know what to call the other seat.
It's a great song by Cake that pays tribute to this particular position in the car.
Wow, I am impressed, Rachel.
Bucket seat.
Bucket seat, nice. Yes. Informal, spontaneous discussion. You got a bunch of people sitting around and they engage in this.
It's going to be a session, but I'm not.
Yeah, what kind of session?
Yeah. More help?
It's a male animal.
No, it isn't helping.
You know this one, Rachel?
Bull.
It's a bull session. That's it. What George W. Bush graduated from at Harvard?
Business school.
That's it. Pulpy orange vegetable, often pureed for soups.
Pulpy?
Butternut squash.
Ooh, good.
That's it. Butternut squash. Extra amount when a government's income exceeds its expenditures. That's it. 1960s folk rock group with the hit For What It's Worth.
Wow.
I certainly was around then, but haven't.
Can you sing it, Will?
You do not want to hear me sing.
Come on. I don't know the song. I can't place
it. Yeah, this
it.
Might be slightly before your time. I don't know. I'll tell you the answer. It's Buffalo Springfield. You know them?
Nah.
Nope. So singing would not have helped. How about this? Company that used to advertise with series of humorous signs along highways.
Burma Shave.
That's it. And your last one, you might have one of these for a political candidate on the back of your car.
bumper sticker.
That's it. Nice job.
John, you nailed them. Well done.
I appreciate the help.
Every once in a while. For playing the puzzle today, John, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. You can read about your prizes at our website. And before we let you go, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
WPLN FM Nashville.
John Turris of Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, thanks for playing the puzzle, John.
Thank you so much.
Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, name a famous actor, first and last names. Drop the first two letters of the first name and the last two letters of the last name. Then put a Y between what's left of the two names. And the result, reading from left to right, will identify who might solve this challenge and play Puzzle in the Air with me next week. So again, famous actor, drop the first two letters of the first name and the last two letters of the last name. Put a Y between what's left. And the result, reading from left to right, will identify who might solve this challenge and play Puzzle on the Air with me next week.
Curious. When you've got the answer, go to npr.org/puzzle. Click on that Submit Your Answer link. Limit yourself to one entry per person, please. Our deadline for those entries is Thursday, November 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include your phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll give you a call and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Hey, thanks, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.